All right, everybody, look, before we hop into this episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show, great episode, by the way, great episode we have coming for you, about an hour and 20 minutes, right up your alley, long episode for the boys and girls out there. We need you, we want you to click that subscribe button on the YouTube, the likes, the comments, but most importantly, that subscribe. We're on the road to 100K, the road to the plaque. I'm not talking about the plaque on my teeth, I'm talking about the plaque on the wall when we get to 100K subscribers. Brilliantly Dumb Show, sit back, click subscribe, enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what's another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Me and Mikey V still.
Where is this guy? Where is he?
It's every...
It's every fucking week, man. Really? It's every week, bro. That's why I said, let's do 9:30. No, 9's good. No, it's not.
It is every single week,
and
man.
If I say something, I don't even want to say... I'm not even going to say anything, Bob.
I know.
Bald pod, by the way. Gonna go full bald pod. I felt like a bald
pod. You've been bald. You've been bald though.
No hat though, I'm saying.
You're free. Felt like a bald pod. You have that luxury. I don't.
You don't. You got a lot of luxuries though, Bob. You got other luxuries.
Fair. Okay. Fair. All right. Here's Petey. Here? We're not even gonna say anything.
No.
Okay. And God forbid we get a sorry I'm late. That ain't happening.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right. Here he is. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the D-man comes in here. PDD has arrived as well here to the Brilliantly Dumb Show. PD, good to see you. How are you today, sir?
Morning, boys.
There he is.
Morning, Petey.
The D-man is here. Fellas, good to see you. Recording here, another week of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Dude, I want another crack at that segment with Dom. I really do.
He actually, in the car this week, he goes, Dad, when's the next film? And I go, what? I go, first of all, Dom, don't say film. But he's ready to go again, Bob. And I listen, that was close. It was a lot closer than the States, I could tell you that.
Oh, yeah, Bob brought his A game.
He did.
Yeah, well, he still
came up a little short, but it was his A game, nevertheless.
People were cracking up of it just how bad I wanted it, which I really did. Like, I feel like I just want another crack at it. When he got the Burj Khalifa, I knew we had problems.
When Big Cougs texted me, my buddy, and he said when Bob said he wanted this one bad, he goes, he almost fell out of his fucking chair. He was laughing so hard. I was like, yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
was
he messaged me. Yeah, I did. I did. And Dom took it home, but I would love to run it back. I got a lot of excitement to be excited about. Mikey V, I'm still riding the cooler with you. We're gonna ride through the lows. We're gonna ride.
And the week started.
There's cold
so
front blowing in, man.
There is a cold.
What do you mean blowing in? It's been in. The week started so nice too. The hockey play, then a little college play the next night.
Yeah, you hit Delaware.
I was like, all right. I was like a little run here, and then my God, the Vikings pick six gets overturned, and
that
then
was horrible.
And then last night was the absolute. Last night was. You can't even put into words. We're recording on a Saturday. Friday night, we had a team total over, and a receiver from the team that we had dropped the ball at the 10-yard line. There was not anybody within 20 yards. He would have walked. He could have crawled. He could have army crawled into the end zone.
I will
terrible,
say,
bro.
My,
terrible. Just know, terrible.
Josh, my business manager, usually he knows what money's going gambling. It's never it really is never anything crazy.
Yeah.
But for him to call me, he called me. He's like, come on. He's like, what are we doing here?
But you lay nukes though, Bob, to be fair. You've been sending out nukes lately.
Yeah, my dad's going to be not so pissed hearing this. He's going to
not
be,
a good time.
I don't mean nukes. Like a couple $100 here.
Yeah.
I'm not talking anything like
that. My dad's going to be pissed, but he's got Aspinall at 2 p.m. Eastern today, you know, that he put in 5 days ago.
By the way, I don't want to say I'm selling it because we love the UFC. We love Dana. We love Dana. But these 2 p.m. UFC pay-per-views, what am I going to do with that? There's nothing I could do with that. Nothing.
Well, a lot of times the 2 p.m.ers are not great cards. This card's really good because you get asked.
That's why I'm pissed.
I know.
That's why I'm pissed.
But where is it? Is it Australia?
It's in Dubai.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Dubai's your kind of place, though, Joe. I could see Joey D spending time in Dubai. Oh, yeah. Very luxurious. Very luxurious.
In international... International waters with him gets scary though because
what do you mean international? I showed you the ropes in Europe.
You do, but he's so confident that there it's almost too much confidence.
Dude,
I was like a concierge when we set up the fucking Europe trip. I had everything set from start to finish.
I'm thinking more Tijuana, to be honest. That
that's one time, dude.
All it takes is one, though, Pete. That you were ultra. He D-Man took us to like a limo. He's like, "Yeah, I got my guy. I got my guy," and we went there. Oh,
dude, international waters. Ago, if Pete. if you make one misstep in another country and you don't know the full letter of the law, this kid, Jared Shaw, went to Indonesia and he's facing the death penalty for edibles, for having edibles. This is what I mean, bro. You don't know what I'm dead ass serious. Dead ass serious. Former college basketball player was arrested for possessing 132 cannabis-infused candies.
Oh, that's a crime. A lot.
The death penalty, Joe?
Well, I mean, I've never had 132 at once.
Joe, obviously, he's not going to take them all. He's either dealing them or he's got them.
You and
the
Stu,
death penalty?
You and Stu Finer took 200 millis at a dinner in Staten Island.
No, Bob,
you
had 132.
You did a 200 milli?
No, I didn't. I did a 50, and I was wrong.
50? I had Joe take a 10, and he looked like he was going to see, he looked like he was seeing
Mikey, I didn't know. Stu Finer gave me, and then he told me after it was a 50, and he took four of them. Stu Finer took four of them. The guy's face looked like it was going
to
melt
off. Well, he had Bob. His son had to pick him up on the way home. He couldn't make it home.
I mean, that's insane.
Bob, this is 132 separate edibles.
It's not, Joe, the death penalty.
Yeah, that's outside. Was he in Bali?
So apparently a crime that under Indonesia's strict drug laws carries the potential for a death sentence by firing squad.
But that won't happen. Trump will.
It probably won't happen, but I'm just saying, like, this is why I don't like leaving the good old US of A if I don't have to.
This is a terrible take.
Why is it a terrible take?
Because there's so much outside of just the United States to explore.
I'm not Michael, saying there's not.
You don't want to go explore your heritage in Italy?
I've been to Italy. I love Italy.
Okay, how great is that?
But that wouldn't happen in Italy, right?
Look, the death penalty is preposterous, but I would not put myself in a position where if I travel somewhere, like I am, especially internationally, dude, I will not do anything. I will not do anything that anyone tells me not to do. I will not try and do anything. I'm going to be on my utmost best behavior because of shit like this. I'd be worried. You go to one of these prisons, bro. This is not like people think the United States is rough. These fucking countries, you get locked up. You don't even know. Those prisons are like torture.
Well, yeah, but that's in the jungles of Indonesia. I mean, first and foremost,
there's another one of the North Korea one, the kid that took I think he took some sort of memorabilia or something. And that stuff hits me hard.
The cardinal rules, you stay the fuck out of North Korea, bro. Like, if you're going to North Korea to start, like, what are you trying to do?
I know, but what
so
I'm
much
saying,
to
though,
explore
Joe,
out in North Korea, Joe.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, regular Korea, like South Korea, is wonderful.
When's the last time you were in South Korea?
No, I haven't been, but I've heard amazing things. I heard it's unbelievable.
Kutsi would walk into North Korea. And
I would not go to North Korea.
You go to a dinner, and you wouldn't know if he's ordering in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, or if he's in North Korea the way he would be at the dinner. And that, I've seen it happen, and there's no stopping him. Even if you tell him stop, he won't. So, perfect example, Joe. Remember when you almost got us kicked off the flight? We were going to be one of those people.
Flight.
There was a flight where the Bucks were playing the Packers.
Oh well, that lady was out of her mind, dude. It was the playoffs, dude. It was the NFC Championship, Bob, against the fucking Bucks. Yankee. And I was
NFC
watching the
title game, Bob,
Mikey. Against Tom Brady.
Bob, the NFC title.
So you know what? You don't fly for it. You make sure you're not flying.
I didn't want to fly. We were watching it at that tomato spot that we ate the pizza in Jupiter.
What spot?
It's a shitty pizza spot in PBI, dude.
Oh, we don't want to take any shots. We don't want to take any shots.
No,
we don't
I didn't even say the name. It's just it was the only place that had a TV, Mikey, and Aaron Rodgers was. It was a classic Green Bay Packers collapse, and Tom Brady fucking somehow beat us.
But we know what happened. But what people don't know what happened is on that flight, I'm telling you, Mikey, the flight attendant came over to us 4 to 5 times.
She had it out for me.
And the last 2 times she said to us, sir, if you do not stop, I'm giving you one last time. If you do not stop, we are taking you off of this plane. I'm begging Joe to stop.
Now, the plane obviously had not taken off yet.
Correct.
Okay.
But they would have had to stop.
So you got spoken to five times before the plane even took off?
This is a classic pretzel. It was three times, not five. And secondly, yeah, it was not five times, Bob. It was three times. And Bob was horrified. And I was just like, oh my God, he threw an interception. It wasn't like I was swearing and screaming. I was, oh my God, I can't believe he did that. And the lady just couldn't comprehend that you don't get animated for a football game.
I've learned that.
Your team's about to get knocked out of the fucking playoffs.
I've learned that when I'm in a public setting around Bob and it's like that, and you gotta let Bob guide how loud you're gonna get.
Wait,
because
no.
Bob gets uncomfortable when you get loud.
Good old Charlie Chaplin over there. God forbid.
He's not like
out of place.
Hold on.
No,
oh,
on
yeah.
a plane, though.
Like
on
it.
A plane is
like this.
Oh,
Mikey,
not
this
like
is
it.
This fair. This is a plane. We're about to get kicked off of the plane here.
Oh, he can't.
Like, I know what you're saying, and that's fair, but like, we're talking
Do you
about
agree
a plane.
With that, by the way?
This
to
guy
a degree,
wants
I don't,
you to
I don't
speak like a church mouse when you're anywhere in public,
I see
outside of the realm of a back room dinner. Like,
I don't,
outside of that, he doesn't want you to raise your
go,
voice.
Let him go, Joe. Let him go. Let him go.
I don't like people, like, looking over to the table at
yeah,
us, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Like, granted, that happens a lot when we're having a really good time, and that's whatever. This is a flight that the flight attendant was coming over to him and telling him that we're going to kick you off the plane, and he wasn't changing. He wasn't, it wasn't processing, and he wasn't making the adjustment. He was keeping the same level. I really thought he was going to get kicked off.
So now the final warning, was that it though? Was that he
stopped? I
stopped,
yes. I
okay.
Stopped.
He did. I
okay.
begged. I said, Joe, I said, Joe, please, I'm begging. You got to stop. You got to stop. And then he did, but
yeah.
It was
a Bob, when Bob Packers gives you that, implosion. Let me tell you something. When Bob gives you that look and you know he's serious, he doesn't
yeah,
do
but
it
he'll
often.
Give he'll give
you don't
a look
do it
sometimes, and it's
when
not
he does
merited,
it. You gotta kind of just be like, all right, Bob's got that, because he doesn't get like that awesome great mug, by the way, great mug. I always point
I got,
that out.
I got him that mug.
He did. Yeah, he did. It's a good mug. All right, we're gonna keep it rolling. Briefly, we're dropping this Tuesday, so Internet Invitational has been out for a day now. I don't want to go too far into it because I don't. A lot of people hasn't seen it yet. You are going to see some shit in that. That is going to really put a buzz into the golf world. There is some wild, wild shit throughout. So just stick
yeah,
with
I
it
lose
the
it.
Whole way. There is some crazy shit. I don't know how much I talked to Jet this morning. Asked how much we could talk about. He said, don't talk too much.
Yeah.
There's some crazy, crazy shit.
Don't disobey Jet either.
No, that's
it's
a whole
another
game.
Another guy. God, every week I've been texting him. I'm like, Jet, Bears. I'm like, just win. Every week he's like team fucking stinks. Team stinks.
Yeah.
Team fucking. I don't disagree with him. I don't disagree with him.
But he's on a high now because he won a
another one.
Oh, we talked about the last one.
Yeah, he's been on a heater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He does the parlays where he
the
buys
tees.
Tons
yeah,
of points.
Yeah.
He's got.
Listen, I like the tees.
Maybe that's the Mikey play moving forward. Maybe that gets you off the ice chest.
I do the. I usually do the teaser on Thanksgiving. I always tease those three games.
And you hit it almost every time. A Turkey Day teaser.
We got it. We got to turn it around. That's all I know.
You will.
I don't know what else to do, but we got to turn it around. I'm trying everything.
I'd advise prayer. I
yeah.
mean,
no, yeah, no,
sometimes,
I,
sometimes
not,
that's what it seems like. That's what it comes down to.
I'm not
to.
Beyond anything, because when you watch when you watch what happened like last night, it's crazy. And the crazy thing is, all my sports teams, they're doing so well, and it's like
the
I just can't
Devils,
get in a groove with
man.
The Devils.
Devils horns
row,
up.
Oh,
horns
my.
Up. Cause.
Yeah,
it's a great time to really jump on board the bandwagon.
Unbelievable. I'm glad I stayed local. You know, I
and
there
yeah,
was no
your,
way I could go anywhere else.
No
there
one
no
can
now.
Also, no one can question, you know. But by the way, you could have cheered for the Knights, but no one can now question you because you're from New Jersey. This is your home state. This is your home team. So it makes sense. It makes
I will
all the
always
sense in the
cheer
world.
For the Knights out of respect to Mark Stone, because Mark Stone is a stand up individual.
Well, so is Jack.
So is Jack, but you need that. That reservation too, Mikey.
About the steer?
That golden
oh,
steer.
The steer. I mean, that's Mr. Stone, and he sent over a bottle of wine again.
Yeah,
he's
really nice.
Class.
What did he send last time? He sent over the fucking real nice.
He did.
He send over.
He sure did.
Yeah.
Sure
what did
did.
He send? Well, you told
nice,
me
a nice Camus Reserve.
Oh my!
Nice piece. Real nice piece. Yeah. Good guy, man. Just
Mikey, your eyes must have lit up like the 4th of July.
Well, you know, it was beautiful. You know, we're celebrating our anniversary. You know, it was very nice. It was very
You know, I will say too, whenever something like that happens, when you're out with your wife and like with the girls too, it feels a lot better than if you're just with the guys. Like it's magnified.
Yeah, it's nice for the girls. You know, they deserve that kind of treatment as well.
Mikey. And did he give you the good booth?
We got the Elvis booth. The Muhammad Ali booth. The Muhammad Ali booth. Real nice booth. Yeah, nice booth, man.
How about that? I clip I stepped in. There is an episode of Andrew Zantino and Joe on the golf course. That is one of the funniest.
Where did you send that? In the group?
That's where Cutsy's like, you know, I've had a great life. He's like,
You're blessed, buddy.
I've done pretty well in my life. I might not be a great golfer, and there might be some other, you know, subtleties about me that I'd like to change. But I'm definitely swinging above my head. I is that the line? I don't think I always screw up the lines. What is it?
I think the one you're looking for would be your batting out of your league.
Batting out of my league. Yeah, yeah. That's the one. What a swing!
You're out kicking your coverage.
Out kicking the coverage. You know what I'm saying? So
you're. That's it. That's all I know. Yeah, I don't know if that's anymore.
I didn't know either of those either.
He sure has, man. You know what? You got to just smile and be happy for it. Like,
of course.
Yeah, you got to be happy for him. But people are so miserable, man. You know, like, it's sad.
Well, but nobody was dogging him.
No, nobody should. But it's just funny hearing it from him because it's just like he talks like he's 70 years old. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I lived a long life.
That's my favorite part. Yes,
I've lived multiple lives, you know, I've said a lot of chapters. I will say this, that sometimes when I say things in the moment, when I say it, I'm interpreting it in a different way. And then I watch it in a different way. And I'm like, that didn't come out the way that I meant.
That happens a lot.
He said there's also a clip. We'll play some of the clips where he's like, yeah, I like Justin Bieber. It settled the baby likes Justin Bieber. And he's like, how old's your kid? He's like, 1 month. He's like, 1 month.
By the way, I sent Lucas some stuff. It's coming.
Whoa!
Yeah, I sent him a nice care package. Yeah, nice.
That is very thoughtful,
now
Michael.
What a nice gesture.
You didn't give them a gift for the baby yet?
By the way, you know who hasn't even come to visit the baby yet?
That's still bad, man.
Jet refuses to come and say hi to the kid. Even FP sent me a nice message saying that he'd like to see. Jet just is not a kid's person. He doesn't like kids, dude.
FP said I'd like to set it up, but you got to make the reservation, and then he's also got
to. But for FP to even say that, it's like.
That's nice of FP.
I agree.
For him to even say that, I it's almost like he came. Like, I almost give him full points. I'll round it up. Round up the half point to a full
that's
one.
That's very good.
Now, Jet has no excuse. He's never even said that he has any inclination to come visit my child. Dude, it's like, come on, man. It's my son.
That's good, Joe.
I don't know if Jet's like, Jet's just so like angry.
Yeah. He's angry. He's an angry individual.
Is he really that angry? I don't know.
Shrek. He's like Shrek. He's an ogre. He's just a very angry person.
He's like Shrek.
He bumped into his hero, Anthony Rizzo.
I saw that.
Really funny.
Was it random?
Yeah, really was. Completely random.
Oh, you calling him?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not going to be happy.
Yeah.
So Yams has been in New York at the Barstool office editing the Internet Invitational. So in a wonky place. We were talking about, like, Mikey wanted to know, not just Mikey, all of us want to know, like, people wonder, are you actually that angry? Because we're talking about the kid. A, will you visit the kid? B, are
no,
you
he's not. Kid? I've accepted it.
Angry at what?
Like, just life.
At the world.
I mean, I have a general, you know, poor disposition on life for sure. I don't know if you'd say I'm angry all the time like they make me out to be. I mean, but if you piss me off, like, you know, I have a quick fuse, I guess you'd say.
Okay. And then part two, like, do you plan on visiting Cutsy's kid?
No, he doesn't.
Really dumb show right now?
Yeah.
You know, in the past you'd say, you know, you're live on the Brilliantly Dumb
did
Show.
Did I not?
Say, hey, like,
no.
Just no.
Oh, okay. Oh, my bad. I honestly thought I did.
Sounds like you're at lunch with Cutsy and Bear now.
No, well,
lunch would be lovely.
Lunch would have been really nice.
Lunch would be lovely.
Are you going to visit his child?
I am going to visit the child. Unfortunately, Bob, I'm in New York. I can't visit a child while I'm in
New York. Oh, that's
crazy. Yeah, but what do I got to do to entice you over here? Do I make you like some food, or do I got to like prepare something? Maybe we have a system play that we could hit together. Like, would that get you over here?
Well, let me ask you something. How's Luca's gambling picks so far? Has he been good?
I haven't. I'm not trying to get him immersed into that world yet. I had him a couple of times where I watched the games, and I thought maybe he was good luck, and I lost. So I don't think he's very good luck. I don't think he's
but
got
the reality luck. Is, Cutsy, the first the truth is the first 3 months of like any baby's life I have, I'm not like it's not a personal thing against you. I've been clear that like the first few months of babies and infants scare the shit out of me.
You said they're aliens.
It's gonna be this will be a bad look for me if I ever children one day. And then like they find out that I didn't look at them for the first 3 months they were alive, but it's not personal.
Mikey, you know what he hates too? And like to a degree, I get this. He hates kids on the podium. Like you know, when
athletes, we talked about that. Yeah, yeah. When the coaches bring
Yeah, I feel like you would bring your kids to the podium.
Yeah, I would.
There's only one circumstance, in my opinion, that is permissible to do is when you win a championship. I feel like that is something that
I agree.
It's totally permissible and actually expected, honestly.
Mikey, of all the takes that I have given and that I have, which most of them are correct,
yes,
and most of them sound crazy. Most of them, I understand that they.
No,
sound
you know ball. Crazy. You know ball.
If you really sit down and listen, that take is the most sane, normal take of all time, Mikey. If you were sitting at your profession and you had a freaking Zoom call with somebody, and the guy got on the call and he had his child in his lap, slapping the goddamn camera, saying "Goo goo gaga," you'd be like, this guy's a fucking clown.
Yeah. So
when an NBA player does it, it's disrespectful. Now, listen, the media is the media. Like, they get a bad rep, but it is so unbelievably disrespectful to these guys who are there doing their jobs, and you got your goddamn son slapping the mic saying, poo-poo, papa. No one gives a fuck. Answer the questions and move on with your life. And if you win the championship, okay, bring the guy. Like,
yeah. Because I feel like the championship post-game presser is just, it's pomp and it's bullshit. Like, what questions you have to ask? You won the thing. Who cares? How did you feel running Tampa 2 halfway through the game? Was that a big adjustment? Who cares? You won. It's over. It's done. You won the championship. It's the penultimate achievement. So at that point, I feel it's fine. Jet's right, though, because I've been on a Zoom call before. And like, this was during COVID when people were home, and like a little kid, like their kid would come into the Zoom call. I'm like, what the fuck? What is this? Like, this is you, like, yeah, it's, I guess it's cute.
Was
for
it
one
a cute
second.
Kid?
No, not really.
Oh, see, then that makes sense.
One more thing. Did Anthony Rizzo see you on the street or did you see him? I think it's a riot.
No, I saw him, and I said, holy shit, this is Anthony Rizzo. So I was like, I like walked behind him, and I was like, Riz. Like I said, Riz. Well, because that's what I've always called him, because I'm a Cubs fan. Like I just called him. So, and he didn't look, and I was like, oh, this is going to go sideways. And then I realized he probably thought I was just like a crazy, like he probably gets hit up in New York all the time, because then he slowly turned and like looked down and then he saw me. And I don't even think he recognized me, but I told him it was. He was super nice and super cool. And like he's obviously like, of all the people we've ever filmed with, I was like, he was the coolest one for me.
I told him that you're like his hero. He's like, well, how come he didn't ask me more questions with the Yankees filming? He should have let it rip.
He might have
slow played it a little bit, but there'll be a
run. Well, you know why? Because I was trying to be professional. I'm like those goddamn athletes that bring their goddamn kids.
All right.
Jet one more question before you go?
Yeah, Mikey's got one more for you, Jet.
Jet.
He's about the Bears.
Blue Jays? No. Blue Jays or Dodgers, Jet?
I Dodgers.
Okay.
Even after game one?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened there.
Their pen. Dodgers pen can be had in bad ways.
Oh, that I guess so.
The Blue Jays just get hits, man.
Yeah,
they just
hit.
They don't stop. They're relentless, dude.
Any advice for Mikey, who is going through a rare, rare cold streak?
Very rare.
He's been in ice box. Any advice for him?
I mean, you have to get like really like you have to.
Talk parlay.
No, it's like you got to sit on the other side of the couch, like run a lap before the game, like start mixing it up, like bet with your left hand, like instead of if you place them with your right, like okay. You just got to throw a mitt into
the process. All right,
yeah,
gentlemen.
Thank you, Jet.
Thank you.
Something's gotta change.
He told me like 2 weeks ago when he was going through a rough patch. I said, "Who do you like tonight?" He's like, "Well, I like this team," which is exactly why I bet the opposite. So he bet against.
Yeah. Did he win? Liked.
So maybe that's a play. Well, yeah, he did. Maybe that's a play, Mikey. If you like
I know, but I can't do that in good consciousness. You know what I mean?
Mikey, how much did you hate taking gambling advice from Jet, though? Like that? Had
not at all. Not at all.
All right.
Contrary to popular belief, I love Jet. Jet just hates everybody else.
Correct. Yeah. You love
especially
Jet.
Kids.
I love Jet.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know that the Brantley Dom Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at Chubbies. Chubbies has got you covered. Really good, really quality stuff. The leaves are turning, the temps are dropping, and the weekend air is getting a nice autumn crisp. Just because the weather is changing over doesn't mean you have to pack away the fun. Chubbies is here to make sure your fall wardrobe hits harder than a PSL on a slow Sunday morning with soft, stretchy, fall-ready staples built for maximum comfort and minimal effort. Chubbies is absolutely unbelievable. Comfy, casual, and built for life. The Chubbies original stretch shorts are absolutely spectacular. They got swim trunks if you happen to have an indoor pool, and Chubbies performance polo as well. Quality stuff. Whether you're laying up for tailgates, lounging through lazy Sundays, or just leaning fully into fall comfort, Chubbies has you covered. For a limited time, Chubbies has given our listeners 20% off your order with the code DUMB at chubbyshorts.com/dumb. That's code DUMB at chubbyshorts.com/dumb. Support the show and show your thighs some respect with Chubbies. More breaking news as well. Bob Diz Bagels, obviously in full swing.
This is big, Mikey.
Don't know this yet, Mikey. I got a call.
Massive.
So I got a call from a guy.
Joe, can he just tell the fucking story?
I knew he was going to.
All right. Go ahead, Bob.
Got a call from a guy. Okay. He's flying into town. We're playing golf next week.
Okay.
Who wants to bring his store down to Jupiter and be partners with me.
Okay.
Now, this guy is top three people I would want to bring his store down to Jupiter. That would make all the sense.
Now, the Acropolopolises aren't shut out, are they?
No.
They're still involved because they sound like good people.
Acropolopolis is good. I
want to make sure he's not getting squeezed.
So it would be crazy to sound to say, okay, well, you're going to have a bagel shop. Now, do you have the capacity to do this now? This would be a guy you have to do it for.
Okay.
I would get Joe. Do you give him three guesses? I don't know if we even say.
I'll never get it.
I guess we're gonna say.
I think it's one of the more viral like restaurants in the United States.
What? Where is it?
Philly.
If I tell you, you're gonna.
Oh, it's is it the cheesesteak place? That guy.
Angelo's.
Nice. Real nice.
So we're talking.
He's a smart guy, sharp guy.
Cooper
sharp guy.
He partnered with Bradley Cooper.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm saying it's a
and
sharp.
And now, yeah. El Bobo.
He's not stupid. This guy ain't stupid. Bro, he knows exactly where to turn.
Also, you know, for Jupiter, the pizza game isn't great either. The pizza's lacking. You know, there's that Beats that came down that's really good. But that and cheesesteaks, now long way to go.
Yeah.
But that would be a
no-brainer.
I mean...
Hey, listen.
Mikey, this guy's rise to the top.
No better place to be, Joseph, than on the ground floor.
Oh, I told Bob I will put my blood, sweat, and tears into that place. Yeah. I'll give everything I got, man.
I think it's one of the best sandwiches I've ever had in my life. Like a cheesesteak place and you were like, Mikey, this is it. I want you and Joe to be the general managers of this cheesteak place. I would do it.
I'd
relocate for this. This is the one thing I would relocate for. And you know me, Bob. I won't relocate for anything.
I will say, if you walk into a cheesesteak place and you see Mikey behind the counter, you're like, all right, I'm in good hands.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah. you would be like with the gloves on, like you would be like, all right, that's the guy I want making my sandwich.
Yeah. Now I can't do a lot of bending because of my back, but
that's okay.
But I will, I'll give it all I have.
Mikey, I think you'd be a great cash register guy. Just like walk, see people on the way out, like a couple like hellos, like,
well, really, I'd like to be, I think I'd be a good GM. I think I would be like a good, like a maitre d'. I'd be a really good maitre d'.
Yeah. I agree.
Involved, imagine going to a cheesesteak place and I'm just in like a suit, which would really throw you off, but I'd be, you'd know you're getting a good cheesesteak if I'm in a suit, man.
So that, so Mike, obviously you would be doing this stuff as well, like only says all that.
Yeah. Oh no, yeah, I'm talking about leaving my regular job to go manage would Bob's
you,
cheesesteak.
Would place. You?
100%. 100%. Yeah.
It would be renting money. Let me tell you.
This seems like a no-brainer.
We have a lot of kids. Where the kids are popping out left and right. Joe, you know, Joe's, you know,
baby's just getting
there's gonna
started.
Be a lot of kids. Lot
we
of
already
kids.
Started talking about it when we were.
There
in
you
the
go.
Car.
That's how it starts. Baby two will be here by this time next year.
Two. You think so? Baby two by next year, Pete?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
By next October.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll put my money on yes.
We were thinking maybe. Well, it could be anywhere from like February, March that we try till May. I don't know, but if February, March, then yeah, by the end of next year.
Okay.
We can't wait too much longer. You want to have a close disparity between the two kids, right? Yeah. Like you don't want the
That's correct. That's March. Correct. I mean, I love the gap between Dom and Gab. It's like 2.5 years. It's like a perfect little.
The fact that I had a boy first, I'm playing. I'm playing with house money now. I would love a girl.
That's correct.
But another boy would be great. Like
a girl, a girl will send you, Joseph. A girl would send you to another world.
I was thinking,
really?
Like, yes. If I had a kid now,
yeah,
like maybe I got to get going, because if I had a kid now, I would be considered an older parent. Like Joe's going to be considered an older parent for sure.
No, I was 32 when Dom was born.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Are you, so are you considered an old parent?
I don't think so.
No, I am though. I am. I had my first kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe's up
but
here.
But Joe defies logic.
When Luca's 20, yes. I'll be turning 60.
Yeah. But Joe, you can get away with it.
Yeah. But
it's
Joe,
different.
Like really, like in, totally in Joe years, you're going to be turning like 120. Yeah. So it's
totally different.
It's like dog different. Years. You know,
me, I'll walk around my kid's little league game. And if I'm like 60, they're gonna be like, that guy's fucking old, dude. Like that guy is fucking
that,
old.
That sachet is only going to get stiffer.
Yeah.
Our next sponsor for the Brilliantly Dumb Show is our good friend over at Lucy's. You will never ever have to worry about that.
Yep.
Because Lucy's is only 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. Lucy Breakers are the nicotine product with that little extra surprise. Robert, you know what that extra surprise is. Each pouch holds a capsule that can be broken to release extra flavor and hydration. Who doesn't want to be hydrated? It's very, very important. Favorite Lucy flavors. I'm an apple ice guy. They got espresso. They got all the milligram dosages. So you could get exactly what level you're looking for there. Okay. So let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/DUMB. And use promo code DUMB, that's dumb, to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. Here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Yeah, very good. Guy, that's a good ad read, man. There's a tweener ad read. You want to send it over to Mike. You do. Guy was
built. I'm not a good ad reader, guy.
I told Lambs that if Quince. There's a tweener. Yeah, there's a tweener.
Well, Quince. I called it Quince. Yeah.
Yeah. If you look at the ads that have gotten declined, if you look at the past, like maybe there's been 20 total in the Brilliant Dumb Show history, I would say the T-Man is responsible for at least 15 of them. No, I'm telling you, T, that's the numbers. Like, there's
for
no
what
like,
reason.
Well, the whole Quince thing was at least three rejections
three
right
four.
Off the bat.
Yeah. Well, correct. I didn't know how it was pronounced. I mean, you know.
Well, we told you multiple times that it was Quince.
Yeah.
Like but that one is confusing, though. It does look like Quince. It does look like Quince.
That's the Christian Pulisic shirt. We're going to keep investments tight for the bagel shop. He is one of the guys in on the investments.
Wow.
He gave me the
Isn't
idea.
Isn't Josh, too?
Josh wants it. Yeah.
Josh.
We're letting a lot of people get a piece of this pie.
Well, we're keeping it tight, but it's got to be.
How tight
smart
are we getting here?
You got to allow an MVP to get involved.
Well, we got half the Olympians in the United States in on it now.
Well, Josh said this seems like a no-brainer. You can't deny. And then Darnold did say too. So Darnold and Josh. And then Darnold and Josh.
We have half 2019 Pro Bowl that's investing in Bob Does Bagels. I mean, this is.
By the way, speaking of Darnold, the Vikings look like a bunch of morons to get rid of this guy. I mean, now they're trolling out Carson Wentz out there. Dude, they are in shambles, man. Could you imagine if they just kept Darnold? They would have been golden. J.J. McCarthy can't stay healthy.
That's what happens.
And by the way, their backup was Daniel Jones.
He rocked me. He goes, oh, I got something for you to keep an eye on. But Darnold said to me, hey, like, can I send you a jersey to sign? Because I really want to do this friend of the program wall, get the wall up. I was like, we got to have you on there. And he just texted back. He's like, sick, Bob. Can't wait to be on your wall. And then he just sent me the Seahawks way address to send over. He's a funny guy. Here's a bet to look out for that I just locked in, okay?
Oh. Yeah.
If I asked you who you think the MVP is right now, who would you say? MVP of the league.
Daniel
right
Jones.
Now.
He's in the running. Certainly is in the running.
Well, after that abysmal Baker last week.
Certainly is in the running.
This guy is the fifth, sixth favorite on DraftKings right now.
Yeah.
Plus 2,250. I put $1,000 to win $23,000. It's a great look. It might not hit, but it's a great. They have Mahomes as the favorite. I don't get it.
Yeah, Mahomes is the Chiefs are on. In my opinion, that's also a bet that still has a little value. Yes, they're the betting favorite right now, but you could still get them at like triple your odds on DraftKings, maybe four times your odds to win the whole thing. That is a team on the rapid ascension with Rashee Rice back. You got Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, still got Kelsey, Pacheco, Hunt, you know, Hollywood Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster. I mean, they are loaded. They're loaded, and he looks like he's playing pissed off, motivated ball, and that's a problem for a lot of
people. But don't you think that's good value, though?
It's a great value. It's a great value on Jones for a sprinkle. Yeah, because, I mean, they're 6-1. Their offensive line's top three offensive line in football. Jonathan Taylor is having a renaissance year where he's as dominant gets. Their defense, to me, sometimes they're really good, and then sometimes you watch a game like against Arizona and Jacoby Brissett's carving them up, which is a little weird. Yeah. But it's a great value bet. I mean,
Big Cat did one of those futures. He took Kansas City to win the Super Bowl and Ohio State to win the call, and it pays like 2.5, almost 3-1. And I think that's
what I did
value.
That's what I did last year, and then cashed out on the Chiefs right before.
Those are fun bets. I remember that. Yeah, those are good bets. Wow. All right, let's get into our buy or sell segment of the week. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? Petey looks ready to go. Let's start with the D-man.
I'm selling this whole scandal of the freaking NBA and all that shit, dude. It's, you know, it's hard enough to win a play and to win a wager these days. Ask Mikey. I mean, it's very hard to win a bet just as is. And then to find out that there are guys on the inside rigging, like doing these things and inside collecting money, it infuriates me. These guys should never step foot again. Terry Rozier should be done for life. Chauncey Billups should never be able to step foot on a hardwood again. And quite frankly, these investigations need to go outside of the NBA, because college football is, to me, the number one rig job of the century. You're telling me these kids who aren't making the NIL, they're paying them more. I get it. But a lot of these kids are not making the kind of salaries that these NBA players, that these MLB players, that all these guys are making. And there are plays week in, week out that you put in, and mid-game, it's just like baffling to see how
they just suspended the chief official from the SEC. Yeah. He's suspended him and his entire crew. They're done.
My point is that this is going to be the start. You're going to start seeing a lot more of this shit, not just in NBA, but in football, in maybe baseball, in like a lot of other sports. They already had baseball with that guy from fucking Cleveland who was throwing fucking
class A.
So I think this is just the start, and it's so infuriating to me because, you know, we put our hard earned hard-earned money down on a wager to have fun. And then these guys who are making tens of millions a year are screwing people out of the fucking out of the bet.
That makes a lot of money. My theory is Joe, like when this thing came out, Joe like thought about all the time that he bet for or against the Blazers. Like
you bet a couple times, Bob.
Yeah, he feels like times. He feels personally affected by this. Like he
I took him last night to one. So
see there
because you know why? You know why?
Because the scandal has everyone scared straight.
Yes. In the midst of all this, they're gonna play the best basketball ever. They were the team to take, Mike. Maybe you take a look at that.
Yeah,
I'm sure. They were 6.5-point dogs. They won outright.
Dude, the thing that's the horrible look for the NBA is that they did an independent investigation on Rozier and cleared him. That's the worst look of the whole situation.
15 years ago, the NBA was awesome.
Yeah,
I remember Cleveland when they played Golden State and LeBron came back and blocked that play from Draymond. Yeah. I was fucking locked in. I don't give a shit now what happens in the NBA.
Oh, you do though, D. You were watching the Blazers game last night.
I didn't watch it. It was a regular season
Portland Trailblazers game.
No, that was a classic case of set it and forget it, you know?
Oh, yes. The Ronco chicken roaster. Set it and forget it. Yes.
Set it and forget it play. I love that.
Yeah, you wake up, it's either a winner or it's a loser. Yeah, no stressing
that.
On those.
Those are good.
Those are good for the old heart.
He went on a week run where he was giving me like 11 o'clockers, those 10:30 starts. I'd wake up just to cash. Yeah. It was great. You know. All right, yeah, good one. Pete, that was going to be my sell. Mikey, I didn't know that they did a separate investigation. Yeah,
they cleared him. They cleared him. And I mean, if you look at people put together the highlight clips of this guy. I mean, he's just literally like, he just throws the ball away. Like, it's as plain as day. Like, there's no way.
Well, he even pulled himself after a game and told all of his minutes, friends.
And then they counted the money back at his house.
At his house afterwards. They said, bet all the unders on the props. He literally said he had an injury, pulled himself out, and then they cashed.
And, you know, they brought up another thing with the CeeDee Lamb injury against the Bears. Now, DraftKings still refunded that bet if you took CeeDee Lamb props. But a lot of these books voided the CD. They didn't void the prop because the Cowboys put him in for one more play in the second quarter where he couldn't even run. And they're like, why the fuck would they put him in for one play when he was immobile? And then the guy's out for 5 weeks or 6 weeks, whatever it was, just for one play. And it made all these other books besides DraftKings not void the bet out, which is
a lot of questions out there. That's also why you use DraftKings, by the way.
Yes, definitely. DraftKings. They got you covered. They're going to do the right thing.
That's right.
Every single time. That's where I was going to go. I also told Barkley saying it, and even Charles was like, look, I'm a huge gambler. He's like, he's like, I think Chauncey Billups or Rozier, one of them was making $9 million a year. It's like, at what cost?
Well, Rozier got a $93 million extension a while back. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, so probably it's probably Rozier he was talking about. It's like, what is worth doing that? Like, even if you make an additional $5 million, the anxiety that you have of where it can end up, it's just not worth it. It's great.
That's why the college kids is where I'm concerned, because these kids aren't making $93 million. You know, now maybe some of the elite ones.
They're making a lot of money now, but not like that.
But they're not making, you know, a lot of these other guys are not making
money. No, they're
making
nothing. No.
Yeah. So they would stand to benefit from something like this.
I will. I'll just go and throw something out. New show, Netflix, Mob Wars. Look into Mob Wars. I got the D-Man on it. Fucking phenomenal. I love it.
Is it like a show or is it a documentary?
Documentary. It's insane. And it's about this guy who was like testing the mob and not respecting their authority in Philadelphia. His name is Skinny Joey Merlino. He's got a podcast now. So a lot of these like gangsters now have podcasts. Yeah. Yeah. But I saw this guy at PBI, and I couldn't stop. I was telling Joe I couldn't stop looking at him because
you're staring.
He did a podcast with Connolly, so I didn't really know. I knew he was a mobster, but I didn't know to what extent this guy was.
He's a big boss in Philly, Joe Merlino.
And I'm telling you, Mike, I kept looking at him, and you could tell he was almost kind of getting annoyed that I kept looking at him. But I was like, oh, I know his podcast, and I was thinking of that realm. I wasn't thinking the mobster realm.
Yes.
So when I watched this documentary, I was like, oh my God, was I playing with fire?
Bob's going to go on the lam. He's going to have to go on the lam. Dude,
he was getting annoyed. He saw me looking at him 100%, and I couldn't take my eyes off. He's a pulverizing guy looking at him. He started a cheesesteak shop in Philly, which we may have to worry about, is in Philly called Skinny Joey's Cheesesteaks. It looks tremendous.
Yeah,
I want to try it.
It's no Angelo's, so I'll tell you that much.
Oh, okay,
careful. No, it's not. Careful.
I don't want. Yeah,
say.
I don't want. Yeah, no, it's a good looking just as good. Steak. It probably is better, honestly. I don't want to.
No, Angelo's is the top tier.
I don't know, Joe.
And now we're bringing that respect to Skinny Joe, though. Much.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a good product. Respect. I'm not shitting on the product. I'm just saying, Angelo's, Jupiter.
Yeah, but Skinny Joe's doing a good thing over there.
Great guy. Great. Guy. Well, aside from all the other, but great place.
Right. Right. Yep. Okay. All right. Wow. Jeez. Over to Mikey.
Yeah, I'm going to sell this. I saw it after Sunday, last Sunday, and I've never understood it. I've never partaken in it, obviously. To me, it's one of the dumbest things. It always goes viral for whatever reason. Burning a jersey. I'm selling the burning. The Jets fans, and Bob, I'm sorry. I don't mean to pile on, but the Jets fans before the game burned a Bryce Young jersey on a pole. And the thing that really is there's little kids and they're watching it. And I'm just bro, and I'm not a perfect parent or a perfect person by any wide stretch of the imagination, not even close. But I mean, what the fuck are we doing? What? I just never ever got the fans that they throw the guy gets traded and they throw the jersey into a fire. And it's And this one, it's you're burning the opposing team's jersey in the middle of a parking lot. Your kids are watching. It's just, it's crazy to me. I'm selling it. I think it's the dumbest fucking thing you could do.
You know who's really stupid? The person who goes to buy the jersey just to burn it.
Well, yeah. That's the real idiot.
Throwing your money down the toilet.
I think in the levels of just really trashy, I think that's as... For fans, I think that's the one of the highest levels of trashiness you can achieve is if you start burning jerseys.
Right.
I never got it. I don't understand why it's still such a, every time somebody does it, it always ends up on a big page that it goes viral. I don't get it. I think it's so dumb.
Some just insane fans out there. I always got a kick out of the meme of you know, the guy who dresses up in face paint, it's third down and then it shows.
Yeah, Mikey did something with him. Billy the Fanatic guy or whatever. That what's a guy
well,
who does,
well, yeah, but, yeah,
I interviewed
but,
him.
Yeah. He didn't dress up with him.
No, not Mikey, the guy who's
the Philly
guy.
Fanatic. Yeah. I mean, this guy does every game for every Philly team. It's insane.
You think about them dressing up in the face paint, it's third down and they're getting the crowd up and then them on a Zoom call the next day, for work. I get such a kick out of that. I think that's so great.
Yeah, the TPS report looked really strong this month, especially in the back section here.
Yeah. Let's go fucking Eagles.
It's third down.
Yeah.
Those Raider fans, the fact of them going to work the next day, it's just unbelievable.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. Really good stuff. Some crazy, crazy fans. You know, they were talking about, and he worded it a little wrong. Jaylen Brown worded it wrong where it didn't sound great. Talked about the profits of what these guys' sports books make, but when I was playing poker with that guy who plays from the Marlins, he's a relief pitcher. He was telling me, with how common gambling is now, he said, if you go in, if I go in and I blow a lead, I come in the seventh, eighth, blow lead. He's like, it's a guarantee when I get back to the locker room that I have death threats because you have people that blew all their money and now go nuts because it goes beyond fandom.
Yeah.
You know? So you just got to be careful. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. I agree with you, say Mikey. It's way beyond the burning the jerseys absurd. But it's a Jets thing to do. It is.
You know? Is that something they normally do, or is this a one off?
They just don't win, so they're just running wild. I mean,
and also, what has Bryce Young done to anyone? He's not exactly
it's not the point.
Yeah,
but it makes it even dumber, though. Michael is what I'm saying.
There were two kids watching this go down. They were probably 7 years old, Dom's age. And I'm just bro, if I had Dom there, I would grab him and just yank him and walk him in the other direction. Like, it's just what, whatever. We're a nation of breeding fucking idiots. That's just what it is. So that's just what it is when we do shit like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to sound like a jerk off, but like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, what are we doing?
Speaking of idiots, it's time for the Ask Bob segment. So let's get on in. But before we get into the Ask Bob segment, want to take the time, ladies and gentlemen, to let you know that the Ask Bob segment is brought to you by the fine folks over at True Classic. The guys at True Classic started with a simple mission to bring premium, comfortable clothing to the masses. Because looking good and feeling great shouldn't come with a designer price tag. Ain't that right, Petey? And clearly, well, sometimes people agree. People vote with their dollars, and True Classic has sold over 25 million shirts to more than 5 million customers, racking up over 200,000 five-star reviews. The brand isn't just about fabric or fit. It's about helping guys show up every day with confidence and purpose. You cannot go wrong with the fine folks over there at True Classic. Spectacular stuff gets the job done. Quality stuff. The Barrel in the Dump Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at True Classic Shirts. And you can head on over, upgrade your wardrobe, and save on True Classic at trueclassic.com/dumb. Use that promo code. That's trueclassic.com/dumb to save today. Get yourself a quality shirt. We're going to start with you, Mikey, for the Ask Bob segment. EA, cue the music.
Okay, Bob, today's Ask Bob question is, what two primary colors combine to make the color green? What two colors combine to make the color green?
Do you know this, Joe?
Yeah, I'm going to write it down so that you people always think that I'm like, don't know. Sometimes when I don't know the answer, I'll say, but I do know this one.
It looks like you just...
I'm writing down my notes, Bob.
Writing down his notes, Bob.
I'm writing down my answer is what I'm doing. So I'm going to put my phone down.
Okay.
It's well, literally, I mean, look, because you can look. It's there's no...
But don't, what? Because if he sees the answer, that's going
to
ruin it.
By the way, but look to see. There's nowhere where there's...
Careful what you show there, Dean.
That's a dangerous slide.
Very dangerous. We could see the direct deposit routing number to Cornelius' closet on that thing. You don't want to see that. Cornelius, somebody wants to get their hands on that routing number.
Real quick.
Cornelius was happy with the shout-out.
Yeah, what did Cornelius say, Pete?
He said, I heard a Ewing, and Ewing actually, before he came to do an estimate. He said, I heard on the Brilliantly Dumb Show today, you know, that they mentioned him. I showed him the logo with Patrick Ewing.
I was just going to say, that logo, I'm gonna pull it. If I could find it, man.
It has nothing to do with Ewing, but
that's
he got a good chuckle out of it. Cornelius' closet, the guy's already going to work. He's already building stuff for me.
This is unbelievable. unbelievable.
You know, if you look at the detail in the little ring, in the circle, there's like little flames for the electrical.
EA don't fuck around, man. Yeah, this guy's good. Guy's good. Ewing, this isn't available yet, but I mean, that is a beauty.
Actually, Ewing, the guy who helped me, he's been there for like 18 years. He's not the owner. He helped me. He said he had a shirt for Bob, but he goes, I think Bob might wear a large. I only have a medium. That's great shirt too, man.
It's amazing. Yeah,
down Chinese.
Anyway, what color? What two colors combined make the color green? We got to get back on track here.
I have no idea. I want to throw yellow in there.
That's one of them.
That's one of them.
Yeah, I want to throw yellow in there.
I think he's going to get it.
I don't think so, Mikey. I have my color. I just want to stand by. Yellow and orange.
Oh.
Come on, man.
Yellow and blue, right?
Blue, yeah.
You could do those all day long.
Yellow and blue. Yellow and blue is what I wrote there, so... All right, Bob.
I haven't got one in the longest
watch
time.
Watch the YouTube.
Today's question, Bob: the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria were three ships that belonged to what famous explorer?
Christopher Columbus.
All right. That was either going to be an easy one. If he had asked the opposite and he was like, what were the names of Christopher Columbus's three ships, you would have got it.
Yes. Okay. I would have got that.
I think he might have called the Santa Maria the Saint Maria, something like that.
I would have got it.
Yep.
That's all pretty right, good, Bob.
One for two.
And by the way, really two-thirds of a day, because he got the yellow. I really thought he was going to get the color one. I did.
You got me back off the schneid, and I appreciate that. I needed something, man.
No, that was like, some people get so angry with the questions. They're like, that was a layup. That could either be a quick answer, or it could have been a layup for a hysterical response.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for here. So you don't know what you're going to get.
I think you guys are in a tough spot with the Bob's. I recognize that. I think you guys, it's a tough thing to do, because you don't know what I'm going to know and not know. I say if the people want it, it crushes on YouTube. And Mikey, if you're down to do it again, I would run it back for Dom next week.
Yeah,
he'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, he's very easy. Yeah,
and then food challenge, what I was so worried about, Mikey, was, and I tried to be very cognizant of it, is if he got an answer wrong, I didn't want him to get upset.
That was my main concern also.
Yeah, I didn't want him to cry. Great. He was great.
No, I know, but like he gets upset. Like if he doesn't know something.
Really?
He gets upset that he doesn't know. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, you're seven.
It's a common kid thing. Yeah. So trying to be like, that was a tough one or
and by the way, I don't even want to address this, but I'm just going to say it quickly.
Oh.
For the people saying that he was looking down at the table. Like, I don't think you have kids, because if you have kids, you know how hard it is for a child to maintain eye contact. That's like something you work with for children. So, please.
Was that out there?
Whoa, T, man.
No.
You know what? That's a judge of character of this man's son. That's absolutely preposterous. Yeah. That fucking grinds my gears.
The only reason I cared, because I wouldn't have cared, is that we've worked with him very much on keeping eye contact. It's something that was very, very difficult for
these guys to question.
So it was like something that it was like, that's why I gave the shit.
Crazy comment, but friend of the, you know, fans of the show, but crazy comment.
I'm just clearing the air. I'm not calling anybody scumbag.
Crazy comment.
I will.
He is calling them.
I don't care. I'm already hated by half of the brilliantly dumb community.
I would say only a third.
You don't come after the fucking intentions of a child, man. What are you doing?
Okay. All right. So, by the way, with that, everyone's asking about that hater series, because the way that I'm pumping it up.
I got fucking people, bro.
Please get me in.
I'm like, dude.
So we have the Internet Invitational. We're going to have those videos. Then we're going to have all that momentum into bang, episode one, hater series coming to you soon.
People are getting impatient.
Yeah, but that's good. I appreciate them wanting it. And I get it. It's been a long time since we said it, but we got to get through all the videos we have. All right, let's get into our top five. I told you, I don't like my...
Mikey can't lose right now. I can't even snip a second place win.
Mikey has been pulling on. You got to be able to tip the cap. He has been red hot, and he's on the D-man's ass.
Well, he's asking people to vote, so that's always questionable. But
what? How am I asking people to vote, Joe? Because I repost the story?
You said you know where to do vote or something like that, you know?
Yeah, now, but we're not listed in the thing, Joe.
I know. I'm just saying, like...
This is pathetic. Stop. This is pathetic.
I just said that you've been hot. I'm not saying anything else.
You did. You say it, but then you got to throw the shot in. You got to throw the shot.
No one else tells the people to vote. And if you listen to the show, then you know who
I reshare all the brilliantly dumb content. That's what I do. I want to reshare everything.
This is on me. This is on me. I've been colder than your bets. I can't hit
another shot.
Come on, man.
I'm taking him across the starboard bow.
I'm sorry. Wild, dude. I'm sorry. That was out of line.
It's okay.
That was out of line.
It's okay. I love you still.
This is why the people hate me.
I love him. I don't care. I really feel like Joe's
You gotta
like
have somebody
brother.
Who really stirs do. The pot sometimes, you know? You can hate me if you want. I'm always going to stir the pot. That's who I am.
Tell you another guy who loves to stir the pot.
Oh yeah. The chef pot stirrer, dude.
Hey, let me tell you, Pete.
This guy was born with the giant ladle to stir that fucking pot. came out of the womb with a ladle the size of fucking Mozambique. All right.
You, my friend, you got to focus on this top five, Petey.
I've already lost.
Big top five.
It's already lost. It's already lost.
Why did you lose already? What are you talking
about? Because I'm not prepared. I told Nicole I was
not prepared. He sent it last night.
I was with the baby this morning up until 10 minutes before the show. I wasn't ready.
Well, but
it's on me.
Usually I do send it with not much time.
I said it's on me.
Ample time this week.
Yeah, which is rare. I don't know how strong.
To be fair, when you sent it last night, I thought there was going to be a lot more options. That when I actually started to dive deep, it's not as deep.
You got to keep in mind the Blazers were playing at that time.
Fair.
You got to keep in mind.
Fair.
That was the layup of the century.
100%.
After a scandal?
Post-scandal metrics.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Mikey,
yep.
Is he the craziest human being you've ever met?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Like the most hardest to explain?
Bob, you've spent ample time with
crazies. I know, but those guys are explainable. There's no explaining, Joe.
No, Joe is inexplicable.
Right,
he's inexplicable. Yeah. Definitely.
Does that mean I'm an enigma?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the top five. I'm with you, though, Joe. I started doing this, and I was like, fuck, I got problems here. So I think Mikey's in the driver's seat. He's in the driver's seat because he gets to decide where he wants to go. Mikey, where would you want to go?
Yeah, I thought about this for this, and I think it's a safe play to go third. I do think it's a safe play to go third, so I am going to go third.
I think I was last again. Was I last again?
Yeah.
That's just unbelievable. I got
Bob, I'm assuming you're taking the one hole.
I don't know if that's the case.
Okay. By the way, shout out Brilliantly Dumb Tracker. He sent the stats.
Yeah.
It's even across the board. There's only like a one-win discrepancy between first, second, and third where you pick. I would have absolutely thought second would have been way low.
You said great job, Track.
Track. Yeah. Love Track. He's a good guy, Track. Unlike some of those other X accounts, I'm not going to mention who. But not going to mention who.
That would be Cutsy Burner is who's out.
He's been behaved.
Cutsy's always going to give his burner the benefit of the doubt.
Well, no, I said.
You did. You put him in line.
Set him straight.
He did.
By the way, he's actually a great guy. He just, you know, he likes to, I set him straight. He was a great guy.
He's going to be at Thanksgiving this year at the DeMar.
He was out of line. And I said, this is this man's business.
Joe, you can't say somebody's a great guy. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay. Because when you say like, Bob's a great guy, I'm a great guy. Like,
well, you're stand up guys. Okay. That's a lot better than a great guy. If you're a stand up guy, you're someone I would go to war.
That's S tier.
So, Petey, do you stand by Cutsy's burner being a great guy?
I shouldn't say great guy. My interactions with him, he's been nice. And he wasn't like super defensive about it. He was just like, oh, I'm making jokes. I was like, it's a man's business. Lay off. And you know what? He didn't retaliate.
Thank you, Joseph.
Yeah. Now, I don't go on X because it's a terrible platform, but I'm sure he hasn't.
Love X.
I'm sure he hasn't. Yeah, we know. I'm sure he hasn't come at you very much lately.
Zing, zing.
Hopefully he hasn't come at you lately, Mikey.
No, I blocked him. I wouldn't know. So, Bob, going to go with the one pick, I'm assuming, here. Is that the case, Bob? Yeah, I figured. All right. Oh, we didn't even tell them what it is. Robert Berger top five.
Yeah, so top five, committee's got to come in here. Top five barbecue.
You're assembling a barbecue.
Not necessarily. See, now it's going to get scary.
I thought it was barbecue restaurant.
Yes, that is what it is. Correct. This is not a 4th of July barbecue, which we've already done. This is you go and sit at Franklin's Barbecue, Shorty's, where we went, Joe. One of my favorite meals I've ever had, Joe, was me and you going to Shorty's. I really enjoyed that. But you get, Joe, you know that, right? Though barbecue restaurants, not barbecue.
Yeah, it's not really any different. I mean, it's the same.
Okay.
The committee's got to committee's got to really come into play here. I'm gonna start. And also, if I take pulled pork, that goes for pulled pork platter and sandwich. We're not getting.
Now there is one exception to the rule, that the beef ribs are different than pork ribs, and you should be able to take both. Do you disagree?
I think ribs are ribs. I know what you're saying. There is a huge difference. There is a huge difference.
There's a massive difference.
I mean, if we're saying that there's no difference between Reese's Cups and Reese's Pieces, I think we have to stick with the ribs. Otherwise, we're frauds.
I agree, Joe.
I mean, now, is this really going to set back your whole list?
For him, yes. He will say, I'll live with it.
But let me tell you something. If you're ordering me beef ribs instead of pork ribs, you got a problem, and I'm not happy.
I agree. Well, because
also, Joe, you have like baby back or the dino ribs are great. Those big old things.
But those are all pork ribs, Bob. So that's okay. Pork ribs are the goat.
But
100%. But I'm saying if somebody did want to go beef ribs, I would allow it.
Barbecue pork ribs.
But I will say, Mikey is. I agree with Mikey. I think once it's rib, it's rib. Committee's going to be all over this
once
top five.
Once it's rib, it's rib.
Over to you, Petey. I mean, Petey. Yeah, Petey. Yeah, you're no. second.
So you didn't pick.
So you didn't pick yet. Bob.
Did you take pulled pork?
Pulled pork.
Okay, I thought you were just saying the rules.
I thought he was saying the rules.
Oh no. Okay, pulled pork.
Go ahead, Joe.
I'm going brisket.
Yep.
I'll go pork ribs. Well, ribs. Sorry. And then I'll take on the turnaround mac and cheese.
That's a hot start, man. Petey, this guy is out for blood, man. That's a great one, too.
Well, when you get the three slot, that's what happens. I haven't snipped it.
Well, to me, there were three primary meats. And it was like, if you get one of those meats, I think you're starting off in good shape.
By the way, the true like barbecue aficionados are going to be like, oh, mac and cheese isn't traditional. Fuck you, because mac and cheese is fire.
This is if I don't pick well here, I'm gonna lose.
I agree with you.
Because I'm fucked in the second hole. All right. He took mac and cheese. I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with barbecue wings.
Respect. Give me the barbecue chicken. And then give me.
Big loop around here for Robert.
Then give me. Give me barbecue sausage.
I'm going to go with corn on the cob.
Okay. Michael? Joe, we can't have this guy win again. We've given him so much shit on the top five. We cannot have him win.
I'm going to take baked beans, and then on the turnaround, give me burnt ends.
All right, my turn?
Yeah.
Bob, you said sausage, right?
Correct.
He did.
All right, give me coleslaw.
Great pick, Joe. Yeah. You can't have barbecue without coleslaw. You just can't. No. It's not possible, my opinion. A good slaw is hard to beat. A bad slaw, that's one of those things, Bob, you know. If it's bad, it's really bad, but if it's good, it's really good. There's no in between with coleslaw, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't like the coleslaw where there's not enough liquid. You know, I say I like my mac and cheese not too cheesy.
Yeah,
coleslaw, I like it. I like it wet.
Mm. Who doesn't?
Okay, give me potato salad.
Good pick.
And then give me.
Got to get some sides here for Bob. He's got three meats.
Give me sides. French fries.
Joseph?
I'll go barbecue shrimp.
That's wild, dog.
What, that doesn't exist? You can't do barbecue shrimp?
I'm sure it exists.
Or like seafood? Can I go seafood?
Barbecue shrimp is good.
Can I just go seafood?
No, it's all yours, Petey.
No, I'll just go seafood.
You can't just say seafood. What are you taking the whole fucking ocean? You can't do that.
Petey got shrimp. Over to you.
I'm going to close it down with cornbread. Good old cornbread. All right, so.
I don't understand why that's so funny. What?
And people... that's part of why it's so funny. All right. Shut up, everybody. Shut up. Top five barbecue restaurant items. Bob.
Never heard of put the shrimp on the Barbie? Have you never? Yeah, that's like one of the most common phrases in English. Oh, put another shrimp on the Barbie.
We got to get control. We're losing control here. Bob, top five barbecue.
Rob's a protein best.
No, I got sides in there, you fucking scumbag. I got sides in there. Like, what the fuck?
All right. Order. Pulled pork, Bob. Pulled pork. Barbecue chicken. Barbecue sausage. Potato salad. French fries.
Oh, you got Joseph. Two, you had back-to-back sides. Yeah.
Joseph. Brisket. Barbecue wings. Corn on the cob. Coleslaw. Barbecue shrimp. Mike, ribs, mac and cheese, baked beans, burnt ends, cornbread. May the best man win, gentlemen.
But, yeah, I mean, Joe, I actually don't think we're like laughing, but I don't think Joe's list is that bad.
It's a good list.
But I think it comes down to me and Mikey.
I mean, this is the common thing. I told you before, I lost before I even started. I don't know.
Mikey, can you read? Mikey's probably the favorite, I think.
This is unbelievable because, you know, it's a two slot. You're so fucked every time.
No, that's not true. Statistically, the data tracker proved that that's not true.
Yeah, tracker proved it.
Whoa, man.
Tracker's a dog, dude.
Yeah,
sure he is, but you're telling me that you have as good a position.
He's the nicest guy. He's the nicest guy.
I'm not questioning his niceness. I'm saying if you're picking in the two slot, you're at a massive disadvantage.
That's not true.
Well, I just
the data backs it up.
I would love to go and do a deep dive into those statistics. Anybody and their mother telling me that picking second when you have third or first back to back.
Are you ready for this? First pick wins 30 times. First is the number one. You know who's in second? Picking third. From the two hole, 29 wins. Third is only 27.
And you know what, D?
Thank you, Tracker.
That could be you this week. That could be you.
I told you I lost.
I don't think your list is that bad. Honest to God, I wish it was.
I'm gonna spend an hour and a half getting my top five ready.
Well, you know what? Don't fucking play the Blazers and
it was a win, Bob.
Well, I know, but take time
into
the top five.
I'd do anything for a win, Joe. I'd do anything for a win. Anything.
Well, you don't bet the NBA though.
No, I hate the NBA. Anyway,
Mikey, great show, Joe, give it.
If you could go on a 10 game winning streak, but you could only bet NBA.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, that's of course. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, he just said he hates the NBA.
You're guaranteeing me a 10 game win streak? Yes, of course. It's not
even a question.
You're going to go on a heater.
Don't get it.
Starts
started.
Today. College football Saturday, but happy Tuesday to all of you, Brilliantly Dumb.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does it. Another episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Please smash that subscribe button. We'll see you next time.